Assalamu alaikum from me, Saleh Khan, your host on our program Youth Hour, Learning to Lead. We will now be speaking to psychologist and SACAP motivation expert, Dr. Yasin Ali, on a campaign targeting matriculants and their parents. But instead of only focusing on them writing exams now, we have tried to answer some of the bigger questions that they are struggling with. Yasin works with teenagers a lot, and he says that there are some questions he hears again and again, especially from matriculants. We've looked at 8 questions. Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Yasin Ali.
Wa alaikum salam, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm very excited to share some of the wisdom that I've gained. Like you said, I'm working with many teenagers and generally with adults as well.
It's such a pleasure to have you on the show today. Please tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, so I've been in practice for the past 8 years. I have a private practice as a registered counselor, and I'm also one of the educators at the South African College of Applied Psychology, or as we like to call it, the SACAP College. I published a few books, attended many conferences around the world, and I love to research topics that people find taboo. So, for example, one of the biggest topics I look at is violence against women accused of witchcraft in the South African context. And that was the kind of motivation for my PhD, which I completed this year.
Tertiary education services and what their different psychology courses offer. What can you tell us about that?
Okay, so there are definitely different psychology courses available. You don't know the mainstream courses that are available at most universities. Get students to go through their bachelor's degree, their honors, and their master's, at which point they go to register as a psychologist in different categories. So either a research psychologist, educational psychologist, counseling psychologist, or clinical psychologist. Now, this process takes up to 7 or 8 years. At the South African College of Applied Psychology, we offer 1-year introductory counseling courses, certificates, diplomas, and we've recently with the Health Professions Council to offer the 4-year BPsych qualification, which we are most excited about, because students of this course will be able to register with the Health Professions Council and open their own private practices and be of value to their communities.
Doctor, would you say that psychology is a trend with the youth nowadays?
You know, I think that young people are becoming a lot more open to the concept and the idea of speaking to someone and you know, kind of seeking advice and containment and debriefing in this context.
Yes.
Because with the emergence of social media like Twitter, you know, the availability of Facebook and other mediums, young people to psychology, and it's not considered something wrong with you any longer. You know, it's just, for example, if you go to the doctor when you have a flu, you get some medications or you get an injection. If you've got certain experiences or emotions that you are not coping with, then these psychologists are able to assist you.
Yes, it's that people have this need to talk about things that are bothering at a deeper level.
Absolutely, and I think it's so important for our people and even the listeners of your radio to just, you know, grapple with the idea that going to speak to someone doesn't make you weak. It actually makes you such a strong person to admit that you are not coping with something.
Exactly.
And, you know, with all the teenagers that I've worked with all the adults I've worked with, within a few sessions, they get this deeper sense of understanding of the issue and the experience that they're going through.
Yes, and I see, like, we have Twitter and Facebook and all of these things. Updating your status is not enough these days to tell people, alert, something's wrong with me, I need to speak.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know what, that in itself can give an indication of what's going on, but you need something a lot more deeper than just the social media exploration. It's just the context of counseling is so rich and deep. And it provides you with the ability to just define yourself and your life in so many different ways.
Doctor, you said that you study things that are mostly taboo.
Yes.
And I think that that's wonderful because lots of youths are coming out and they are saying, you know, we want to talk about the things that nobody wants to talk about, the things that people are, you know, sweeping under the rug. How do you find that?
You know, I think that it is absolutely true, and that is what is attracted me to the topics that are taboo. Remember that being an adolescent or being a teenager implies that you are searching for an identity. It's a part of your life where you are exploring different avenues, you're listening to music, you're changing your hairstyle, you're just attaching yourself to different people, trying to find where it is that you fit in the broader scheme of things. You know, asking that question, that very important question of who am I? So it's
exactly.
very important and it's very important for professionals and parents and adults generally to become a little more accepting of the fact that that period itself is characterized by strange and taboo experiences. You know, teenagers will do the strangest things. I remember when I was young, I changed my hairstyle about 40 times in a period of 2 months. And my parents were completely traumatized by this. But that phase went over, and I discovered who I was through discovering and then playing around with different looks and different styles.
So as we see, teenagers love to experiment. Teenagers need to find themselves. Tell us a bit about the campaign targeting matriculants and their parents. What do you hope to achieve, Doctor?
Okay, so what we did at the South African College of Applied Psychology is we sat down and we brainstormed this exact topic, you know, about the taboo, about the fact that the teenage period is filled with so much of these life changes that it can actually manifest in a crisis if a deeper understanding of it is not given. Meaning that we thought about educating both teenagers as well as their parents and relevant teachers, just everyone who's involved in this process, about just how difficult it is to navigate successfully you know, from the teenage experience into adulthood. And with the Matric campaign, we thought about just how difficult it is for teenagers, because not only are they faced with their final examination, but they've got to make a decision with regards to who am I going to be for the rest of my life, meaning the university course that they choose. So they enter very critical crossroads. And with that, we need to provide them with immense, you know, education and knowledge about explore yourself. What are your needs? What do you want? I remember my parents wanted me to be a doctor. I am a doctor today, but not the type of doctor they wanted me to be. You know, and that is because I was able to stand up to my parents and say that, you know what, this is something that I want for myself. I love human behavior and I love psychology. I don't like medicine. And I think that type of understanding and interplay between parents and adolescents and the children is needed.
Doctor, I think you can agree that that medical doctors look at more of the physical aspect, and I think what our society lacks is more of the emotional, the mental aspect, and that's what teenagers need. And like, by keeping that away from them, by not telling them about the taboo things, even though parents need to learn with them, you know, it's almost as if you are lying to them, and that's how youths feel.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I found a lot working with teenagers that the parents are somewhat living through the adolescence. So their own dreams and aspirations, they want their children to achieve it. For example, I was working with a parent who insisted that his child will become a super soccer star. Okay? And we were talking about this, right? And in conversation with the child, we uncovered that he hates playing soccer. But he was so terrified of actually speaking to his father that he was just going onto the soccer field and it was making him miserable. And thankfully, I managed to get the father to understand that his child has his own needs, and now the child is thriving, and guess what sport it's in? It's in swimming.
Yes, and the thing is, there are many cases where it's exactly the opposite. The child wants to do a sport. The child wants to pursue an art career, a music career. And the parents don't understand that they want them to have these, like, really clear-cut, in-the-box jobs, doctors, lawyers, things like that.
You know, I agree with you 100%. The best advice I can give to parents is to open up those lines of communication and just listen to the needs of your children. Because if your child is passionate about doing something, then they will go the full wall. They will go that journey. But if they are being forced into a particular career, then the chances of them being unhappy and not successful and not even completing that degree becomes a reality.
Force definitely doesn't help. Doctor, how would you say that at such a young age of like 18, 19, would these teenagers, these matriculants, be able to gain these values and overcome these stages if they've had so little life experience?
And that is exactly, you just captured what the campaign of the South African College of Applied Psychology was. It was to create the sense of education for the teenagers themselves, you know, about who am I, what do I want in life, where am I headed, how do I explore these things, and through various mediums like on, you know, various radio shows and newspaper articles and our Twitter feed as well, we've been having these debates with teenagers, answering these questions and providing them with all the information needed.
It's just so difficult, Doctor, if you are having these debates with teenagers and, you know, teenagers are telling you how they feel and someone's finally listening, but then, you know, they have to go back, they have to turn off their computer, they have to go to their parents, and I think the hardest is for the parents to accept that their child's not going to be the way they thought the child would turn out.
I do agree, and then this is the biggest issue that we currently face. It's almost like a crisis of education of sorts, because as much as we can educate the teenagers or the adolescents, we have to engage with parents themselves, which is why this campaign has included, you know, information being shared not just to the teenagers, but all people, just generally. Like, take the word out and spread it, because the more people engage with the idea of who I am and the choice I have in my life, the chances are greater for this information to reach parents as well.
Doctor, it's been such a pleasure talking to you today. I am so glad that there are people like you in the world who are really trying to lift youths up, because in the society, we just have this split generation. We have this giant generation gap splitting our young people and our older people, because we are really shifting to a different time. And it's very difficult for the older generation to understand that. I would like to know, how could we get in contact with you if we are interested in this campaign?
Sure. So you can contact me on my Twitter handle at Dr. Yasin Ali, or you can contact me via the South African College of Applied Psychology, and the website is www.sacap.edu.za. And on the website, you will find relevant information about the courses we offer, the various talks that we have on the campus in Johannesburg and in Cape Town, as well as contact numbers. So I urge parents and I urge students who are listening that if you are interested in a career in psychology, you should pursue it and contact us. We have a wonderful team of individuals who will guide you through exactly what it is we do, how we do it, and how you can benefit from an education with us.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yasin Ali.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure, and all the best.
Thank you so much. That has been psychologist and SACAP motivation expert, Dr. Yasin Ali.